one thing that I think sets this year apart from previous years is just how varied the music is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tomorrow and Sunday,
yeah,
we've got just a really big variety of jazz. So a lot of people don't understand that there's just a lot of flavors of jazz.
And
you know?
We'll be mentioning them all.
Yeah.
We've got the whole list here. We have the pretty Cathedral Park Jazz Festival this year. And they have a nice variety of T-shirts going on.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
And the weather could not be better.
Oh, man.
You know. The weather could. So, what about music? Are you playing anywhere?
Can
the folks see you?
Well, I'm doing some gigs here and there. I've slowed down a little bit compared to the crazy pace I had. But for instance, I play the first Wednesday of every month. I'm playing at the Muddy Rudder in Saltwood.
Okay.
Which is just like a little kind of neighborhood place, but a group of us are playing there. John Gilmore, in fact, is going to close out the show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
A bunch of things. And then Ben and myself and Brian Allard have a little thing we just kind of for fun called the Chairman of the Board.
So
it's because we're all players. So,
it's like
the JSO really is jazz musicians, and we really are jazz musicians.
Well,
so 40
years ago, it was more like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like that.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really pleased to see you guys take it over and get it going again. I mean,
thank you.
I vote for the Mary S. Young Yearly Park at the festival.
Oh, membership
one. That was
right.
That
the
was
membership
always
that was good. That was
that was always good. That was really good.
Man, and First Jazz, which I think you know a lot of the newer people.
First Jazz. That's what I was trying to.
Yeah,
think.
Yeah, it's legendary.
Yeah,
yes.
It happened right after New Year's.
Yes.
So it was usually like the week after New Year's, and everybody not too many people had gigs because they kind of threw with the holiday season. But it was great. We'd have
great
sessions, and all the players would come out.
And people would come from all over the state to join in because they knew it had a great reputation.
Yeah, it did.
And it was all local people.
Yeah.
All the local musicians
And the musicians would come, and they would all hang and get a chance to check in because we're all busy. We were all so busy playing gigs, we didn't get a chance to see each other.
Okay, we need to take a break and take care of some business here.
All right.
This is K-Boo. We're listening. This is KBOO 90.7. We are in Cathedral Park. We're doing the Cathedral Jazz Park Festival, and we want everyone within the sound of our voice to join us.
Come on out.
KBOO Portland is your community station. We support everyone and everything that's part of our station, and we're here with the local musicians of our town. We've got all of the good-looking people out here. There's food. This is a great event, and it's been going on for nearly 40 years now.
And
I want everybody to know.
Do you want to interview one of the musicians here?
Yes, come on over.
Come on over.
All right, we're doing a shift over here.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Chris.
Come on in and sit down. These guys just got done playing.
This is your community station
taking care of our community.
How are you, sir?
What's your name, man?
Ronnie Wright.
Ronnie Wright. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Come on in. Sit down. Come on over here, Chris. Come on in. And tell everybody about yourselves.
Oh, okay. So born and raised here in Portland.
All right.
Grew up in the churches here and know all these guys are just extended family. And I've been blessed to work with this handsome young man here. Put out a couple of albums in 2015. We put out a collaboration album with most of Portland's R&B singers.
Great.
Called Bespeak Love. And then last year I put out my single. Or my solo album.
All right.
Called AKA Bespeak. So we've just been trying to get it in.
And are you playing at any of the local clubs so folks can go and hear you and stuff?
When Tyrone Hendrix calls me in 1905 or Alonzo Chadwick calls me for Jack London's, I come down and hang out with him and get it in.
Good. That's a great venue. We really like that place.
Absolutely.
That's a great place.
Come on, Ty. Yeah.
All right, come on in and introduce yourself. Stand up here.
Okay, how y'all doing? I'm Tyrone Hendrix.
Where are you from, man?
I'm originally from Oakland, California.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's a Portland native now.
All right.
Yeah, it's official.
How long have you been here?
Since 2004.
Yeah, he's
all
official.
So I guess the rule is if you've been somewhere 10 years,
Yes.
You're officially in there. So.
All right. You're getting in there,
but
man.
But I still rep my Warriors anytime I get a chance. I've got to say that. I've got to throw that in there.
Have you played this venue before?
This is like my fifth time playing here.
You like it?
Oh,
you
love it. Love it.
Yeah.
I was down here last year playing the Fats Domino tribute with Reggie Houston.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was a good show. That was really, really good. Mm-hmm. This is really special. I really like this place. So, what's next on your agenda? Where are you guys headed next? What you going to do now?
Well, for me, August 24th, I'm going to be putting out my second album, Rhythm of Life, Volume 2, which features Ronnie. On the first single we have, Start All Over, I will put out in January with him and this wonderful singer, Ashley J.
Okay.
And it did very well overseas and back east.
So, that sounds good.
I'm just looking forward to this record. I just love collaborating with my people, getting in the studio.
Yes, yes.
You know, we're just trying to just pump the whole scene up. You know,
where can people go see you live?
People can go see me live, 1905.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Jack London.
Okay.
Oh, man. I mean, Wonder Ballroom at Crystal Ballroom.
He's playing later on tonight here.
Yeah, I got one more set to go.
All right, we'll be here.
And on Sundays, if you want to come on out to my church, Trinity Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, come on out. You know what I mean? I'm there every Sunday.
All right, we got it coming and going. This is Portland.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And I want all my Portland folk to know that, you know, this PDX Soul is real.
Yes.
We've really been doing some great things, especially overseas. Like the last, I believe, 3 years, we've been rated like the number one independent soul.
Yes.
You know, artists of the year. You know, we've got Jared Lawson, Ronnie won this year. So, it's great things happening here. So, everybody get up on, you know, what's happening.
I want to recommend that you hire Dan Presley to pay the bass for
there it
you.
Is.
There you go.
There it is.
Let's go, Dan.
Come travel with us.
Come on.
That's my recommendation.
Come on. We had the Cathedral Park doing the two-step.
Yeah,
who could ever thought that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is great. And this all comes to you from KBOO Portland 90.7. This is your community radio station, and this is what we do for you. So come on out, support your station, and have a good time doing it. This is Cathedral Park. It's the 39th annual. And if you haven't been here, you need to get here. This is a great show.
Great.
We've got great musicians. They're coming by to say hello. They're putting on a great show. And we got some more to say hello to you.
Come on, Farnell. Get on in here.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. All right. Who's up next? All right. Say hello to the folks and introduce yourself.
Hello, K-Boo. This is Farnell Newton.
Hello, Farnell Newton. My name's S.J. Oxendine.
Good to meet you.
We just are enjoying your show, and we want to know where you're playing, what you're doing, and how can the folks come and see you?
Well, I'm playing tonight at the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. We're closing off the night tonight with my band. But you can always catch me around town. I'm always somewhere.
At the 1905?
1905, yeah. Twice a month, first and third Fridays. I'm usually at the Good Foot a bunch of different times. And I'm all around. You could just find me on all of those social media platforms everything. FarnellNewton.com.
All right.
Yeah.
And have you been to this? Have you played here before?
Oh, of course. I live in the neighborhood. And I've been coming here for 19 years. And I've played here. I don't know how many times. I've played here probably over 10 times over the many years.
Good.
I love it.
It's a great show.
It's great.
Show.
One of the few places you could go to see, you know, great music, free, and it's communities. Everybody just hanging out, enjoying themselves right here.
It's very seldom that you get to come out and see this many people having a good time and getting along with each other.
Exactly.
And this is your community radio station, KBOO 90.7, and we are bringing you the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, the 39th annual Jazz Festival.
39th?
Yeah. This is great. Man. I was here for the very first one.
Wow.
And, man, this has just grown up, and it has just become fabulous.
Yes, I love it.
And I understand that it's the biggest free jazz concert
West of the Mississippi. West of the Mississippi.
Isn't that something?
I think so. That's always been the statement,
really cool.
The fact.
Yeah, yeah. It's right here in Portland.
We claim it. Let's claim it. You know?
I'm claiming it right now. I'm hanging out the flag, and it's all ours right now.
Perfect.
And if anybody in Portland has never been here, you need to get here. Yeah. This is a great show.
Plenty
and
of
the
time.
Weather couldn't be any better.
You could come and see Karen Lovely. She's
next.
Yeah,
she's
great blues
next.
Singer.
And we're going to be here broadcasting her. If you can't get here, keep your dial tuned to KBOO because you're going to be hearing it over your radio. That's what we're here for.
They could just stay tuned all the way while they're driving here.
Yeah.
To KBOO.
Yeah.
90.7.
That's right.
And then they could just hop out the car and see it live.
And you're here, man. You're here and you're having a good time. And you're dancing and you're eating good food and you're hanging out with pretty folks. And, man, it's just a great show.
All the dogs. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
They
even
have
dogs. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, once again, KBOO 90.7 Community Radio. This is what we're here for. This is how we support our community. This is how we get to you. And come on out and enjoy it. This is your show. It's free. The musicians are here for you to entertain you. They're enjoying it. They're having a good time. And so are we.
And it's beautiful out here. The trees, the sun.
Yeah.
You can just see the Cathedral Park, the St. John's Bridge right here.
Yeah.
I mean,
half
it's
the
wonderful.
Time when the musicians get done playing, they go out and join the crowd, sit
of
down
course.
And have something to eat and watch the show.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me,
okay.
KBOO.
Thank
90.
You for
7.
Coming. Thank you for coming. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate you all as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And this is KBOO. Who's on next, I've been asked? Well, since you asked me, I'll tell you. Today, we've got, for the rest of the afternoon, at 7:30 is a lady coming up, Karen Lovely. And Farnell was just telling us she's a great blues singer. And then at 9 o'clock, Farnell Newton and the Othership Connection. Then there's tomorrow. We get all kicked off once again at 1 o'clock. With the Metropolitan Youth Symphony Jazz Band at 2:30, Cherry Blossom Hot 4. I'm not sure, but if these are the same guys that was at the Blues Fest this year, this is a hot group. They're like part marching band, and yeah, they're really cool. And Painted Mantis, I don't know, they're on at 4 o'clock, but at 5:30, there's King Louis Payne and the Organ Trio. Everybody knows these guys around town. They play all the time down at the Rialto. And I'm not going to mess up this people's names again. I'm not going to say. But at 8:30, there's a really good show on. And I mispronounced their name, and I don't want to do it again. But Sunday it goes on, and it keeps on going with No Po Big Band, Devin Phillips Quintet, and then probably the premier show of the day at 4 o'clock is the Mel Brown Trio doing a tribute to Leroy Vinegar, who was a big, big star around here and internationally in his own right. And then 5:30 we have Dan Fanley, and at 7 o'clock there's the John Gilmore Octet. And that's the lineup for this year's Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. And if you miss it, you're going to miss a good show. You should get yourself out here. Pick yourself up a picnic lunch and come on out. Or just come with a pocket full of money and buy your own food while you get here. It's really, really good. Yeah, there's, you know, you come on out here and you pick your spot. There's no assigned seating. Everybody brings their chairs, their picnic lunches, their blankets, they throw it around. And sometimes as the sun goes down and gets in your face, you might want to move behind a tree. But if you're afraid of sunshine, there's big trees and lots of shade. If you don't want to be in the middle of the main section, you can sit off to the side outside a little bit. There's barbecues going on, and there's people walking back and forth. And I've got a lovely colleague here, and she's going to give you a little information. Asia, what's on your mind today?
All right, have we talked about the next act yet?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell
them. All right, we have Karen Lovely coming up next from 7:30 to 8:30. She offers up a mix of contemporary blues rock, and American roots music. Known for her passionate, driven style, This powerhouse vocalist consistently delivers standout performances, both live and in the studio, garnering awards and critical acclaim throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe, and South America.
Her albums, including her newest release, Fish Out of Water, have topped national and international blues and roots charts and made the Best of the Year album for blues lists on noted publications such as Downbeat Magazine, Roots Music Report, Living Blues, and Blues Blast.
A committed social activist, Lovely's songs address domestic violence, sexual abuse, homelessness, mental health, addiction, and suicide. She donated proceeds from pre-sales of Fish Out of Water to RAIN, the nation's largest anti-sexual assault organization, and includes links to domestic violence and sexual assault hotlines in each of her studio album liner notes.
All right, so let's do a little business here. We're going to mention our sponsors today. We've got Stoller Real Estate. They've got a whole section over there. I think it's for their employees. So if you work for them, you should come on out. We've got Crown Plaza Hotel, Teutonic Wine Company, Metro,
United Rentals.
Good old Les Schwab is here.
Portland Parks and Recreation.
United Rentals. Ace Hardware is here.
Moonstruck
Candy. Mm. Yeah, where's their booth
at?
Do
they have a booth here?
Yeah, I'm parking over there. Where are they at over there? Okay. So it sounds like we're getting ready to start another group here soon. Miss Lovely is on her way up to the stage, I think, and we're going to start soon. We'll keep talking to you until she does and keep encouraging you to come out here.
Yeah, it's getting more crowded.
Yes, it is. Part of the show for me all of these years has always been watching the whole thing fill up and then watching it empty out at the end of the day. It is so much fun. I mean, everybody comes out here, and there's everybody out here in their best finery right down to their underwear just about. And it's quite a show around here. And the kids all the time, part of the show out here is the kids dancing in front of the stage. You know, I think they've invented some new steps out here some of the years sometimes. And we are having a great time. This is KBOO 90.7, your community radio station, and we are at the 39th annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. We're underneath the bridge in St. John's, and we're sending out an invitation to anybody that wants to come on out here. This is a great event. It's free. There's food, there's drink, there's companionship.
Beer garden.
And the sun's just beginning to go down now.
Yeah, look, the sunset looks real nice.
Yeah, and when the sun goes down on the other side of the bridge, it's quite a sight.
It's a little chilly in the shade, but it's perfect.
Bring your sweater when you come out. Okay, sounds like we're getting started. KBOO 90.7 is bringing you... Oh, we're not getting started. They're giving me the stretch sign. We're stretching it out. This is fun. We're having a lot of fun out here. Come and join us. We'll let you. Uh-oh.
Nice and windy.
Yeah, the wind's picking up. Have I mentioned to you the Jazz Festival poster? It's really pretty this year. Kind of a mustard yellow a little bit, and it's got all of the names and all of the groups. It's got a little caricature of one of the cathedral spire bridges out here, and it looks good, you know. If it would make a good addition if you've got more than one to your collection from over the years.
They got some fun booths that I haven't checked out yet, but I'm sure they got some free stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
That's always fun.
We've got right next to us is Anderson Windows. If you need a window, we can give you a clue where to go over here. And we've got the Blues Association is represented here, and KMHD, the other jazz station, is represented here. The beer garden is much bigger than in years past. You've got plenty of beer over there for everybody. The Oregonian is well represented. And everybody is having a good time. KBOO 90.7 is here bringing it to you. And that's what we do. This is your community station, and we want you to come on out here and have a good time with us. Yeah. This is the 39th annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. And if you have been in here in the past, you will really enjoy how the Jazz Society has come in and sort of breathed a little bit of fresh air into the place. They've kind of freshened up the stage a little bit, and they've got some new faces and some new energy, and it's a good thing, you know, it's a really good thing. New faces abound, and they're all got smiles on their faces, and they're having a good time. Mm-hmm. So you should come right on out here and enjoy it with everybody. 90.7 KBOO is the station that's bringing it to you. And I think we're getting ready to hear some more music. You guys should come on out. If you can't come here for the rest of the evening, certainly should come for the rest of the weekend. And if you haven't ever been here before, you are going to be pleasantly surprised. This is a wonderful event. You can have a good time, and it is not going to cost you a fortune or an arm and a leg. This is just really neat. It is free. The largest free jazz festival west of the Mississippi River. I guess that's really pretty saying something right there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We've got it right here in Portland, and come on out, folks, and support it. It's here, it's real, it's now, and it's a good time. KBOO is your radio station that brings it to you, and we are proud and we are pleased to do it. And come on out, say hello, and if you've got something that is important to the community, we'll put you on and let you say so yourself. That's what we're here for. So, come on out. I hear drums starting. I hear a bass beginning. It sounds pretty good. It's about time, I think. Are we ready? Are we getting to it? Oh, it's still a sound check. Well, you guys are still stuck with me for a while then.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. He just keeps generating stuff. I'm at a loss for words. Yeah, we're getting there.
We're getting there. All right, we're getting there.
Come I'm excited on to hear her.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, another faction about all of this is if you're the kind of person that likes to people watch, this is it. This is people watching capital of the world out here.
Yeah, we have a nice view of the crowd, yeah, not necessarily
yeah,
the stage.
Yeah, yeah. And this year we're underneath the tree. KBOO is underneath the tree behind the stage. And, man, this is nice. We've got, you know, ringside seats. So we're broadcasting it all to you. KBOO is at the ringside of the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, and we want you to come out and join us. Mm-hmm. Come on out and have fun. The music's great, the food tastes good, the people are companionable, and mm-hmm. it's gonna be a really good show all weekend long. We're just a few minutes away from Miss Karen Lovely, and she's gonna be bringing us a blues program. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And then Farnell Newton will close out the evening. But like I said, we're here all weekend long. Come and join us. This is really good. And if you get here earlier, you can pick your own place. Not everywhere you can go there and do that kind of a thing. So come on out. KBOO 90.7 is bringing you Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, the 39th annual one. We're getting ready to get back into the music. Won't be very long now. Maybe you can hear it. The kids are lining up over there.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up.
Yep, they're jumping and jiving already over there. So come on out, join the fun. Have a lot of good time out here. Miss Lovely is about to start her next show. And we're going to have a good time listening to it all. I think we're getting started. All right, we're back. KBOO 90.7. And we're at Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. We're encouraging everybody to come out here. Get together, have some fun. The music's great. The food is tasty. The crowd is pleasant and wonderful. And here...
I don't need more mine. Dave needs it in his. Let your kids tackle the fence. I'm afraid one of them's gonna get hurt on the sharp things at the top. But tell them they can dance all they want. Just don't dance on the fence.
So, here we are. We thought we were going to take you back to the music,
still
but they
just
need
sound
a little
check.
Extra. Yeah, they're sound checking. They're going to make it sound really good for us. This is KBOO 90.7. We're at the 39th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. I think Miss Rega is going to bring us another interview. Okay, the music's about to start again.
We just got a minute. Do you have a piece of paper here?
I'll see what the stage production.
Okay, so.
Good evening, everyone.
Here we go, we're back.
Such a beautiful day. Who dialed in this weather? Take full responsibility for it, yes, indeed. 39 and counting, Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. What a wonderful, wonderful event. Thank you for participating, for coming out on a Friday night. You could be doing a lot of different things, but on a Friday night, you're here supporting live music. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Got KBOO Radio. KBOO Radio 90.7 FM doing a live show right for you. So, you know where to find them. My goodness gracious, my drive time has been a little less fun, and on Sunday evenings, the blues programs are just not quite what they were, but you still know him from the Waterfront Blues Festival. It's my pleasure to introduce somebody by the name of Steve Pringle.
Oh, my peeps. I love you guys. Look at how beautiful NoPo and St. John's is shining tonight, man, underneath this Cathedral Park St. John's Bridge. God, I love this. Most beautiful bridge in the country. Have ourselves a party in a shindig like this. Nice little hootenanny. All right, got to hear Dave talk about all the folks that are doing the sponsoring and the Oregonian and KBOO here and everybody. We also want to thank a place by the name of Catfish Lou's, who has won for 17, 18, and soon to be in 2019 for Venue of the Year that we used to have over there by the Pearl, but it is now moving, and Catfish Lou's is now going to be Vintage Billiards as well. They're out of 217. And Allen, we've got a big old party coming up August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 5,000 square foot new venue. You got a new special events thing, and all like I said, it's also a billiards room, 24 diamond billiards, so if you're into the felt, that's where they're going to be. And yeah, so we just want you to know about Catfish Lose and the new one that we've got. And we are definitely pumped to have this woman with us tonight. You kidding me? Muddy Award winner, best performance and vocalist. IBC, International Blues Challenge. Second place, going down to Memphis and doing what she did representing us here in Portland. You kidding me? BMA, four-time nominations. Blues Blast nominations. Guys, give it up. Miss Karen Lovely. The Karen Lovely Band featuring Ben Rice.
Oh, yeah! Is this not the best place to be in the world right now? Oh! Which way's up, which way's down? Hard to tell when you're spinning around. I got lost, then found out. Living life on the run under the midnight sun. Been a contender, been on the ropes. Been on the bottom, I've been hooked on dope. Been celebrated and the butt of the joke. Through it all, I never lost hope under the midnight sun. Could have moved with a friend of the bayou. Heading west to the beach to have some fun. But I could not escape. But I could not escape. of them scheming how to get my dough. Waiting in the creek and just sitting complaining. 7 years of bad luck, that's your name. 6 feet under if I stay with you. 500 reasons why we are there. 4 other women besides me. 3 of them in my family. 2 long years and we ain't done yet.
Love me, but
we're going to see how many of you are falling asleep in the sun. This next one's called Waking Up the Dead. City. Oh my goodness. It's so great seeing everybody out, all the families out here. How about it for the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival? I don't know if you guys know, this is the biggest free festival west of the Mississippi. And our sponsors make it possible for everybody to come. Everybody to come and bring their family and their friends and have a good time in this beautiful space. I thank you all for coming out here tonight and being with us.
Went to bed last night, couldn't get to sleep. Took a pill, I'm in Switch over to his shiny guitar here. How many of you have ever met someone and you thought you knew who they were just by looking at them? You looked at their dress or their hair or the color of their skin and you thought, oh, I know this person, I know who they are. Well, you know it, you're wrong almost every time. Spend a little bit of time with someone and you find out you're not so different after all. You got things in common. And you should never judge someone by how they appear. You judge someone, never. But you look at them and it's what they do, what they say, how they are. And that's what this song is about. It's called Punk Rock Johnny Cash. It's about a guy that was 6'7", had tattoos all over, dressed like a punk rocker, had a big orange mohawk like this, and he was a scary looking dude. But if you close your eyes and listen, he sounded just like Johnny Cash. And he only played in the underground in San Francisco. He played for people that didn't know him. And if any of you have ever tried busking, it's hard work. Yes. People throw stuff at you. Sometimes it's not money.
Sometimes it is.
It's not like the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, where everyone's so happy to see you. Ben and I have played this song everywhere. We played it in Switzerland. We played it in the subway in Boston. We've played it all over for people that don't know us. And probably never wanted to again after that. All right, here we go. Johnny Cash with orange hair. Laying in the subway for nickels and dimes. Sunday morning coming down, you were high.
Working hard.
Give it up for Melanie Owen on the bass guitar and vocals. Melissa Buchanan helping us out. Ben Rice, Mark Bowden, and Dave Million. All right. This next one's called Ignorance It Ain't Bliss.